Rosato. Reaver, is that you?
Sir, we can't contain them. We've already lost a dozen men.
You owe him nothing. You are but cannon fodder. Why waste your life protecting this craven cur?
What are our orders? I repeat,
what are our orders?
Fall back. Cease firing!
Sir?
Cease firing! Allow them through. We don't need anyone else to die.
Are you sure, sir?
Yes, quite sure.
All right. Everyone, cease firing! Cease firing! Down weapons! Fall back! We surrender. You hear? We surrender!
Excellent. A wise choice.
No! You didn't have to do that!
And you did not have to defy us for so long. Consider it a lesson in alacrity. Take me to your commanding officer! Now! This is Command and Control.
He's behind that door. We'll need the key code.
Sontarans do not require keys. Ralek, the door!
Sir, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Human!
Hello. Sontaran.
I am Commander Garn of the 3rd Elite Sontaran Assassination Squad. You know why we are here.
I'm guessing execution.
Correct. Where is your commanding officer? Your subordinate told us he was here.
And I am. So, an Elite Assassination Squad. It would appear Sontar is afraid of me.
Sontar fears nothing.
Really?
General Strang, you are guilty of treason against the mighty Sontaran Empire. The sentence for your crimes is death.
You think but a dozen of you can stop me?
We are the finest soldiers the Vats have produced. Your demise is certain.
Oh, spare me the propaganda. You are shaking. You have arranged yourselves in Field Defense Posture 8, a tight circle allowing no clear shot to your probic vents. If my death is an inevitability, why take such cowardly steps to protect yourselves?
You will put down your weapon and submit to execution. You will surrender to the justice of the Supreme Sontaran Empire.
No! you will surrender to me. All of Sundar shall surrender to me. Join my glorious cause, or die.
We are 12 of the greatest sons of Sontar. You cannot possibly dispatch us all.
Please. I could kill you all instantly.
I would like to see you try.
I did warn you.
That was absurdly risky.
Nonsense. I calculated their precise reactions and the exact angle of the ricochets. A direct hit to each probic vent. Death was instantaneous. Neither of you were ever in any danger.
Not risky to us, I meant risky to you. Allowing them in here.
You think I had anything to fear from these microbes? They are but crawling insects next to me. The righteousness of my cause is increasingly evident. For Sontar to have sent such a squad, they must have discovered my intent. I thought all communication channels were under control.
We've kept a tight watch on them.
Clearly not tight enough. Someone alerted High Command. Find out who, and kill them.
Of course, Jen.
Regretful, I suppose, but necessary.
They would have our project destroyed. Left unchecked, they would try again. Perhaps succeed. You would not wish that to happen, surely, Rosato.
What about Sontar? If they sent one squad, they're bound to send another.
Then we accelerate our plans. The portal and vats must be ready within 8 hours.
Glistening in the sun.
Doctor!
Lilac seas that sparkle at dusk, with fireplaces buzzing through. Ah!
It is a cavern. You did not mention caverns.
That's because there aren't any. This isn't Dashra. I thought the navigation system felt a little bumpy.
But it is wonderful. The rock formations, they are beautiful.
The wrong planet? There's only one way this could have happened. I thought the Time Lords would have got over their infantile manipulation of it by now.
The Time Lords?
Yes. They've diverted the course of the TARDIS, landed us on a totally different world.
Is this a bad thing?
Well, they certainly don't do this sort of thing for fun. They want something. Treating me as their errand boy, sending me into a war zone.
There is a problem here they wish you to deal with.
A probable problem, yes. An incipient issue. And judging by the previous occasions they've sent me into danger, almost certainly something with potentially fatal consequences.
Fatal for us?
Fatal for the entire cosmos. Well, there's only one way to find out for sure.
There is?
We go looking.
For what?
Trouble. Might as well surrender to the inevitable, if we must.
To gangway 12 and initiate repairs. All other crews to continue construction at an increased rate of 130.
Failed. How could an elite assassination squad have failed?
That's it. We're dead.
We are not dead, Hutchins. Not yet.
The vats are nearly completed. They don't need all the workers now. We're expendable.
They know I've been trusted with the communication codes. They'll know it was me.
It is only a matter of time!
Quiet! Hysteria does not help us. The assassination squad landed in Sector 4. That is where they have left their warship. If we go now, we might get there ahead of Reva's mercenaries.
That is a big might.
Have you a better idea, Tashin? We go now, quietly, without panic. We would not wish to draw attention to ourselves.
Can you fly that thing?
Of course I can. On my own, if need be. If you are not there, I will not wait.
No, I'll be there.
There they are!
No!
They found us!
Hutchins, you traitor!
Tashin, run!
Yes!
Men, stop him!
For the glory of Santa!
Get away! Damn it! You lot, after the Sontaran! We'll pursue the Trell. Go! General Strang, this is Reaver.
Report.
Hutchins is dead. You were right about the other conspirators. Tashin and the one you call the coward.
Vilhol. I knew it. You have killed them too.
Not yet. But they'll be dead soon enough.
I do not understand why you were annoyed the Time Lord sent you here. If the threat is of as much danger as you think, is it not good that they have sent us? We can stop it.
It's a point of principle, Leela. I'm not an odd job man to be called in every weekend if you need plumbing done or the kitchen grouted. I don't meddle for anyone.
But you do meddle.
What? Me? Meddle? No. Why, I might get involved in situations that warrant... Do you hear that?
An alarm.
Why are there always alarms? You know that trouble we were looking for? I think we may have found it.
The creatures are heading this way. I hear the echo of their feet.
Many?
Two at the front, several behind. A chase.
A chase with guns. One of those, eh?
They are being hunted. I do not think we should remain here.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Find a side tunnel. Come on.
Too late.
Who are you?
What? A Trell and a son?
Object them! Keep moving!
Yes! Yes, of course!
Out of my way, human scum!
Doctor!
I'm all right. He didn't have to barge past me. He could have asked nicely. I wonder where his armor is.
Questions can wait. The hunters are near. We do not have time to hide. Do we confront them or do we run?
I think where focused energy weapons are concerned, discretion is always the better part of valor.
Does that answer my question?
Does that? Run, Leela, run!
Get a move on! We're nearly on them! This way!
Vilhol! Vilhol! Where are you? Vilhol, is that...
I really wouldn't stand around shouting if I were you. They're right behind me.
You again?
I'm not important. Get a move on or we're both... It's all right, it's all right. If I can just staunch...
I'm losing much blood.
Don't bother.
That was cold-blooded murder.
And he was a traitor. General Strang, Reaver here.
This is Strang.
The Trell is down and out of the game. One unidentified new prisoner taken.
Am I? Oh, you don't want to take me prisoner, Reaver. I might be dangerous. It'll be so much easier for you if you just let me go.
And he's a mouthy one.
Unidentified. There have been no recent landings. He should be known to us. Bring him here. I would talk with him. Send your mercenaries after our remaining fugitive. He must not be allowed to escape.
Sir.
Mercenaries, eh? If there's one thing I hate more than a thug, it's a thug working for the money.
I'd cheerfully break your face for free, if that's any consolation. You heard the man. Move it!
Well, of course, since you ask so nicely. Lead on, lead on.
Must reach...
In here.
Unhand me, female!
Quiet! Do you wish them to... You.
Let me go! I am a warrior. I do not need your help.
I did not ask if you needed it. In here.
Yeah.
Reaver here. Taking a captive back to base.
A captive? The doctor?
Has the coward been located?
Not yet.
Then maintain pursuit. Shoot him on sight.
Understood.
And keep an eye out for a rogue female.
Then release me! I do not require aid from the lesser gender of a lesser species.
Would you prefer that I had left you there and you had died?
Perhaps. Perhaps I would.
Then that is what I shall do next time.
You may not realize without my armor, but I am Vilhol, warrior of the 12th Fleet. I do not fear death.
And yet, you run.
I...
Is that why they call you the coward?
I am no coward!
Well, they were not talking of me. I was the rogue female. It is an apt description.
My valor is beyond question. I should kill you where you stand.
Whether you should kill me does not matter. Whether you could kill me does, and you could not.
Believe me, human female, I should be very glad to demonstrate to you the folly of your words.
Quiet! Do you wish them to hear you and finish the job?
Why did you save me? I am nothing to you.
You were unarmed. They were not. I could not stand by and watch them kill you. It was not a fair fight. I am a warrior.
You?
Yes, Philo. I am. If you accept my aid, you shall find this to be true.
Accept your aid? I do not need
the help of a lesser gender of a lesser species. Yes, I remember. But you have it, whether you like it or not. We are stronger as two than we are as one. We should not stay here. They shall return. Where were you heading?
A spaceship, the other side of the planet. It is the only way off-world.
But then there is no point heading there. They will know that was your destination. It will be guarded.
You have an alternative suggestion?
I have lost my friend in these caves. From the words that came through the air, it appears he has been captured. I must set him free.
You expect me to assist you in releasing your friend?
He will help you to escape alive, if that is what you want. Does this please you?
What must we do?
If you are a warrior, you will know that the only true form of defense is attack. That is what we must do. Attack!
Ah, Rosato. I have been improving the security grid in the upper atmosphere. The system appears designed purely for large-scale incursions, hence a small squad's ability to break through. The algorithms were incomplete. I have recalculated them. How does the work progress?
Well enough. I remove one team to repair the base. The rest are working at an increased rate. Everything should be complete within 10 hours.
10? I believe I said 8.
You did, yes. But it's not possible with the manpower we've got. The prisoners have been working all day. They need rest.
Rest they shall have. Tomorrow, when their tasks are complete.
They need food. I'm sorry, General, but...
You clearly are not sorry, Rosato. Otherwise, you would not trouble me with such excuses. Do you wish our project to fail?
No, but...
Then cancel the rest periods and meal breaks. They will work until it is done.
Sir.
No need to push.
Here you go. The new prisoner.
Our unidentified interloper.
Yes, thank you. Hello? Another Sontaran? And a big one, too. As a species, you're usually so compact. You must be 7 feet tall if you're an inch.
Another Sontaran?
He had some interaction with the coward, sir.
And you're out of armor, too. Don't tell me Sontarans do dress down Fridays.
I see what you meant about mouthy.
How did you get here? You're not on any of the prisoner rosters.
That's because I wasn't a prisoner until Reva here captured me. Cloak, dress jacket, almost human military apparel. Surrounding yourself with mercenaries instead of your own species. You're rather an unusual Sontaran, aren't you? A Strang, wasn't it? What are you up to?
You expect me to answer?
It would certainly save time.
Indeed. Time for what?
Well, time for stopping you, of course. I've already witnessed cold-blooded murder committed in the name of whatever your cause is. Yes, I think I shall probably have to stop you.
You shall find that hard to do from captivity. Rosato, this man is a cretin. He is no threat. Send him to the work crew.
Sir, I'm sorry, I don't do manual work. Dainty fingers, you see.
Get him out of my sight.
Shall I take him?
No. I need to check the prisoners. You, after me.
This way, is it? Always best to follow someone who knows where they're going. Don't you find it? See you later, Strang.
Humans.
Over there. The next base.
Dokra. That is the name of this planet?
A largely unremarkable rock, but its location is tactically advantageous to my people. We landed 3 months ago with the intention of setting it up as a staging post for further expansion.
But that complex, the huts, the connecting walkways, they must have taken more than 3 months to construct.
Correct. An Earth scientific research station, isolated with only a skeleton staff. They were an irrelevance. We did not consider them a threat.
But you underestimated them and they fought back.
On the contrary, they surrendered instantly. Our victory was complete.
So why were you on the run? It was humans chasing you.
We were betrayed, forsaken, by one we considered our finest warrior.
Who?
General Strang. My commanding officer. May his name live in infamy.
What happened?
After we subjugated the Earthlings, we were sent a supply ship containing prisoners of war. We intended to use them with the scientists as slave labor to build a hatchery and birth more of our clones.
Ah, I see the construction site, the other side of the cavern.
When the prisoners arrived, it turned out that not all of them were quite what they seemed. Some of them were mercenaries.
The ones chasing you? This Strang had smuggled them in the guise of prisoners.
Within hours, they had overpowered our troops and taken control.
Now they act as guards, I see. That is the hatchery over there. I do not know what one is, but it must be nearly complete. So many different species working. Wait! The gangway, approaching the site.
What is it?
There are two newcomers. Aha! I was right!
That one is Rosato. He was in command of the research station.
It is not him that interests me. It is the other one. The doctor!
Well, do the best you can for them. Keep me informed.
They didn't look in good shape.
They're not. We were recently subject to an attack. It caused a lot of damage to my work. A lot of injuries.
I see.
They're treated well. I keep watch on them. You'll be working along here.
Yes, under the BDI of Reaver's associates and their weaponry. You're not exactly keen on keeping up staff morale, are you?
It's not ideal, but needs must.
Must they? You intrigue me, Rosato. Mercenaries, I understand, they've no morals, but you... You're different. You're not one of them, are you? You're too demure, too refined. Why are you helping Strang?
I have my reasons. You'll be with Irving here. He's head of work group two. Irving!
Yeah?
New colleague for you.
Joy.
Assign him whatever duties you see fit. I'll attend to the other prisoners.
Well, you've timed it perfectly, ain't you? Barely any work left.
You're a prisoner too, I take it?
I've been nigh on 3 years, ever since the fall of Ballistron 8. Right, grab some of those rocks. We need to clear this place.
These are cloning vats, aren't they? Interesting.
Backbreaking, more like. Shut up and get working.
A clone vat? So Strang was sent here to generate an army?
No, he came here with an army. A whole troop of Sontarans.
He did? What happened?
Your friend is the Doctor.
You know of him?
My species does. He is renowned for interfering.
I am not surprised. We must rescue him. I shall lead the way. What is it? Why do you wait?
I have only recently removed myself from that place. Doing so cost the lives of two others and nearly cost mine. Now you wish me to return?
I thought you were not afraid of death.
I am not, but...
Vilho, I see many species among the workers down there. Humans, insect creatures, rough, hairy beasts. But what I do not see is any more of your race. Not one of them is like you.
No.
Strang did not take your people prisoner, did he? Executions?
I saw them all die. My fellow troopers, one by one, I saw them fall over in the dirt. I could not stop the words leaving my mouth.
You begged for your life.
It was a death without honor. You understand? Kneeling on the ground, stripped of our armor, hands bound behind our backs, a single shot to the probic vent. There would have been no glory in it.
I know.
I was not afraid. I promise you that. That is not why I begged. I was not afraid.
I am sure you were not.
I think he knew. I think that is why he let me live. His cruelest act. Knowing my shame would be worse than death itself.
Feel no shame, Vilhor. If anyone should, it is this traitor, Strang. He betrayed you, gave you no honorable choice. You can prove you have honor. You can make amends. Will you walk with me?
Lead on.
But if he killed off his whole retinue, why is he so keen to generate more?
No idea. Maybe it's something to do with a portal.
Yeah, of course. Perhaps it is. What did you say?
The portal. It's what they were building here before the Sontarans invaded. What this whole base was about. Why else would anyone set up shop on a rotten little mud ball like this?
What do you know about this portal?
Well, they say this planet's at a sort of weak spot in space-time. Space warps and bends here. Apparently the regular rules of physics go out of the window.
Cosmological defenestration. How interesting.
The people here use this planet's eccentricities to pull apart the universe a bit. Figured out how to combine what they call directable wormholes with matter transmission.
Oh, dear.
Only microscopically. Well, that was enough to get Strang's interest. They've been working on scaling it up ever since.
And that's the portal.
Yeah. It's not complete yet. But when it is, you step through, you get instantaneous transport to any point in the universe you want. You don't even need a receiving port. Even I know that's an achievement.
An achievement? It's horrifying.
It'll revolutionize the universe.
It'll destroy it. You can't put something like this in the hands of a Sontaran. They'll be able to invade anywhere they like without warning. No wonder the Time Lords forced me to land here. That device needs to be shut down.
Are you going to try and stop him?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm certainly going to give it my best shot. He seems to pay attention to this Rosato chap. Who is he? Was he a prisoner?
Hardly. He was one of the scientists here. The guy that developed the portal in the first place.
Excellent. A scientist, even better. If there's one person who'll understand a rational argument, it might be him.
But you won't reach him on his own. You'll be with Strang. Always assuming you can get past security. They've clamped down massively since the attack.
Which gives me an idea. I just need to take Strang out of the equation. All I need is a blunt instrument. Ah.
Hey, what are you going to do with that piece of pipe?
Normally, I'd prefer it to be a bit more subtle, but as Rosato said, needs must.
What do you mean?
Up the sleeve, I think. There. That should do it.
Hey, are you looking for a fight with someone?
Possibly. You there, Reaver, isn't it? I've got a very important message for General Strang and Mr. Rosato.
There we are. The body scan's complete.
Excellent. I shall program it into the system.
The building work appears to be on schedule.
And from my calculations, the nearest craft from Sontar is 2 days away. If they try anything, we shall be ready for them. Do not look worried, Rosato. We stand at the threshold of history.
I know. It's just...
What?
I'm not sure the portal will be ready soon enough. With the damage from the raid, there's some fine-tuning needed, some simulations to run.
Then you had better run them quickly, had you not. What is it, Reaver? And why do you bring me this imbecile again?
You remembered me.
He says he has some vital intelligence about the raid.
Yes, yes, of the most troubling kind.
I am not convinced you have any intelligence of any kind.
Oh.
But I am willing to be persuaded. Very well, fool. Talk.
I'm afraid it's very sensitive information. Only for the ears of yourself and Mr. Rosato over there.
Me?
Just the two of you.
It is no insult, Reva. I shall indulge him this much. Leave us.
Sir.
Well, my patience can only last so long.
You know, I'd never seen a Santaran out of uniform before today. It's remarkable how little difference it makes.
Sir, is this...
Still the same piggy little eyes, stumpy little head, yes. And still that same telltale weak spot in the back of your neck.
No!
What was that? Unlucky assassin.
Throttling me.
With any normal Santaran, that would have worked. But I am far beyond the point where I can be felled by a simple blow to the probic vent.
General!
You stole that weapon from the building site, I presume. Metal pipe concealed in the sleeve of your coat, was it? Excellent improvisational skills. I congratulate you.
You proved your point.
This does seem a little extreme.
Quiet.
Please.
Do not plead for your life, stranger. There is no point. This is an honor. You die at the hands of the greatest Santaran ever to have lived.
You must have heard of me. Rosato said there was damage to his work. If he means the portal, I can help.
Pick him up.
Are you all right?
Oh, Radiant.
The Doctor of the Time Lords. Notorious vagabond and troublemaker. How can I be sure it is you?
You can't, but you've nothing to lose by giving me the benefit of the doubt.
Who's the Doctor?
One of my race's most persistent adversaries.
No one doesn't like to boast.
Then isn't it a little dangerous?
His species is also more technologically advanced than yours will be in 1,000 years. You say there are problems with the portal? I have provided you with a solution.
A machine warping space-time. That's practically my bread and butter.
He just tried to kill you.
Everyone tries to kill me, Rosato, given time. If I held that as a bar to collaboration, I would not do business with anyone.
But...
What matters is not that he tried to kill me, but that he failed. And now he is mine.
Oh, signed, sealed, and delivered, I'd say.
Quite. So, you shall give your assistance to Mr. Rosato. You shall create his portal. But be warned. If you delay, destroy, or in any way sabotage the device, I will rip out your skull.
Oh... Sounds uncomfortable.
Do not test me.
I wouldn't dream of it.
I keep my promises. See you keep yours. Rosato, the two guards outside. Take them with you. Ensure they keep him in line.
Of course.
Get out of my sight.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
This way, Doctor.
Come on, you lot. Pick up the pace.
What do you think we're doing?
Slacking.
We're going as fast as we can. Enjoy being a bloodthirsty sadist, do you?
Yeah, love it. Now stop your lip. Don't give me an excuse. Nothing I like better than a bit of violence in the afternoon.
Then you will enjoy this.
What?
Get her weapon!
She is unconscious. You may get it yourself.
Villo, I thought you'd escaped.
I had! Now I have returned!
Tie up this one, gag her. We do not want her raising the alarm.
Right. Morgan, Idrin,
get the ropes from the dig. Bung her in the work hut, quickly. She'll be missed.
Yeah, yes.
You're going to get us into trouble, you know that.
From the looks of things, you are already in trouble. We are going to get you out. My friend, the doctor, where is he?
Who?
He was brought here. Where is he?
Told what? Crazy eyes?
He is not crazed. He is wise.
He wanted the portal closed down.
Portal?
He went off to see Rosato and Strang. We haven't seen him since.
You think they have killed him?
I don't think nothing. I just know I haven't seen him.
Leela, the doctor is gone. What do we do now?
Phil Hole, is it not obvious? The doctor wanted this portal closed down. We follow his lead. We destroy it.
Do you come here often? What is it with guards and silence? All those long hours of brutality, you think they want some conversation to break the monotony?
They are not paid to talk. It was foolish what you did, attacking Strang.
Yes, it was, as it turned out.
You think people haven't tried to kill him before?
Well, of course they have. It's an occupational hazard for a homicidal warmonger.
No one succeeds. No one.
Give them time. Anyway, I wasn't trying to kill him, just knock him out. Why didn't it work? A direct blow to the probic vent. All Santarans are vulnerable there, armor or no armor.
Not Strang. Then he's no regular Santaran.
How so? He's larger, obviously.
Not just larger. Not just a Santaran. You know how his species reproduces through cloning?
Of course.
Strang's the result of an aberration in the system. A bug in their programming, a ghost in the machine. Rather than birthing a platoon, an entire platoon was condensed into one. Strang.
Santaran concentrate. He is legion. Fascinating.
That's why he doesn't have armor. He doesn't need it. He's stronger than the others. And smarter.
And presumably even more ruthless.
And that's why they shipped him here. A small job to keep him out of the way.
It's all beginning to make a horrible sort of sense.
Here we are. If you look through that window, you'll see the portal in the next room. You men, wait over there.
It's colossal.
It's the scientific achievement of the age. It's revolutionary. I shall go down in history. They'll name it after me.
Rosato Portal. Sounds like the heroine of a Victorian novel.
Laugh if you want, Doctor.
Oh, believe me, Rosato, I'm not laughing. A device that powerful, and you want to give it to Strang? Don't you see what's happening here, what he's up to? He's building an army. That's what those vats are for. I wondered why he killed his own men, and now it couldn't be clearer. Why waste time with an army of Santarans when he can have an army of him?
I know.
Yeah. Then why are you helping him? People won't praise your name. They'll curse it. It'll be a byword for apostasy.
You were happy to offer help when it suited your aims.
You think I meant that? That was merely a temporary respite. The first chance I get, I'll destroy that abominable device.
I really don't understand what's going on here.
Enlighten me.
Haven't you figured it out by now? Don't you know what his target is? Strang wants to destroy Sontar.
What?
So, we are here, and on the map, the portal is here.
It is some distance.
For the side of Dokra Base.
I do not think we will be able to pass through the gangways unnoticed. You are easy to spot, Vilho.
I do not blend in well.
Is there a place where weapons are stored?
The armory?
Yes.
It's there.
Much closer. That is where we head first. Remove all opposition on the way there. Our first move must be to arm the prisoners and free them. That will distract the guards.
You want us to fight?
Fight a retreat, yes. Vilhol spoke of a spaceship the other side of the planet. You can use it to escape.
But wait a second.
You know how close the vats are to operation. When they are complete, you become redundant. Why would Strang bother to keep you alive after that?
I suppose. Well, a lot of us used to be soldiers. Breaking out's a prisoner of war's first duty, isn't it? All right, then.
Good.
After you've armed us and set us free, what happens next?
Will there be bombs in this armory?
There will.
Then we take them and use them to destroy the portal.
Not just the portal. The vats.
These vats?
The portal is merely Strand's intended method of transportation. Destroy it and you slow him down. If the vats survive, he retains his army.
Then we destroy the vats too.
Great. Funny. All that work we did, for nothing.
The work kept you alive. He would have had no use for you otherwise. Talk to your men. Let them know what we plan. They must be ready.
Will do.
We should prepare.
I will take one explosive for myself. Strang may claim invulnerability, but it will be good to see if he can survive the blast when I thrust a bomb down his throat.
Let us move.
He wants to destroy Sontar?
Is that such a bad idea?
Of course it is! There's not much to recommend his militaristic species, but I'll give them one thing. At least they keep the Rutans occupied. Take out Sontar, and the host will swarm all over the galaxy.
Maybe he'll wipe them out too.
Listen to yourself, man. You're a scientist. Now you're advocating mass slaughter. You've totally abandoned all your principles. It's an appalling idea. Insane.
Oh, guards, fall back.
Not so loud, Doctor. You're making them nervous.
I'm making them nervous? Have you seen the size of their guns?
I think they'd feel more comfortable if you were working on the calculations.
Really? Well, we can't disappoint them then, can we? I squared R equals the sum of the square of the other two sides, but only when there's a T in the month. Yes. Yes, you see, I'm working. It's all very clever. That seems to have satisfied our jumpy guards.
You do like to live dangerously.
I'm not the one working for a Santara.
Doctor, without Strang, there wouldn't be a portal. When the Sontarans invaded, we were about to lose our funding for this project. The Draconian War's been draining all our money. They were cutting all unnecessary expense, and they couldn't see an end to the research. Strang changed all that. What was I supposed to do? Abandon it?
Better that than give it to him.
Nonsense. It's far more important than petty interspecies quarrels. Think what it could do. If a planet's overcrowded, the excess population could be shifted to a new world at minimal cost. If there's a world with famine, food and water can be transported there instantly. The benefits to this galaxy are innumerable.
If it survives.
But if he only wants to invade Sontar...
Oh, don't be a fool, man. He won't stop there. Sontarans are obsessed with war. This portal will make Strang even more single-minded in his pursuit of conquest.
Then he'll be defeated. The universe has survived centuries of Sontarans. It'll survive Strang.
You know, Rosatu, you've been on this planet too long. I think that portal hasn't just warped space-time. It's warped your mind. Can't you see? You've let the quest for scientific glory cloud your judgment, allowing executions, trading in slave labor.
Slave labor got it done. They'll be proud of what they achieved. They're treated well as long as they cooperate. I make sure of that. Would you rather they'd been left to the Sontarans?
I'd rather they were set free.
They shall be when the work's done.
Are you really that naive?
I? What do you...
They're dead, as surely as if you had left them to the Sontarans.
That's not true. I... Doctor, those equations...
These? Ah, I wouldn't pay any attention to them. I was just typing in any old nonsense.
On the contrary, they're brilliant.
What?
Well, they're not precisely correct, but... They certainly give me a few ideas.
But with
these, we might be back on schedule. Perhaps even ahead.
What? But... Oh. Betrayed by my own subconscious. It's like I'm an infinite number of monkeys.
Oh. And There we are. I'm going to have to program this into the mainframe. You men wait here. Keep an eye on him. Thank you, Doctor. You were a great help.
Yes, I'm very much afraid I was.
Systems online. All the readings normal. Not quite enough energy. Divert power from prisoner infirmary. There is little point maintaining the existence of the weak at the expense of my triumph. Excellent. The vats are complete. My children are ready to come forth. The birthing may commence.
And stay down. Only two guards for the armory. This Strang is very complacent.
The prisoners are weak. He does not expect resistance.
Then this shall be a shock for him. Irving, arm your men. You know what to do.
Blast our way out. Head for the spaceship.
And do not look back.
What about us, Leela?
We steal the bombs, plant some on the vats, aid the prisoners in their break, then attack the portal.
Understood.
You shall have your honor again this day, Vilhol. You may rely upon that. Arm yourself.
I was lucky one of our people found me, set me free.
You are sure it was the rogue female that attacked you?
And some prisoners. They took me by surprise.
You are fortunate you are still of use, Reaver. Otherwise, I would have you executed for incompetence.
Sir.
They are getting restless. It matters not. The work is all but done, their value is at an end. We have sufficient genetic material for the first birthing, but we will always require more. Execute the prisoners. Feed them into the vats.
It'll be a pleasure. Reaver out.
Enter. Ah, Mr. Rosato, how goes the work?
Brilliantly. With the doctor's aid, I've got the portal back on track. Improved its efficiency. Even eliminated a few bugs I hadn't realized were there. I just need to program in the data.
He gave his assistance. I am surprised. Almost disappointed. For the great warrior of legend, he proved remarkably quick to capitulate.
That's not quite how it happened.
I do not care how it happened. The portal is almost ready for activation. The vats are in operation. My apotheosis is assured.
Within 2 hours, you can commence your assault on Sontar.
Precisely. Continue your work. I shall return shortly.
You know the way to the ship?
Found it on the scanners. I know how to get there.
The prisoners in the infirmary are dead.
What?
Strang must have cut the power.
No! That evil piece of...
No. Save your anger. Use it for the fight. Fight that will be soon. I see Reva and her men.
All right. You know the drill. Kill them quickly, limited fuss. There'll be time to muck about when we get to the stragglers.
Now! What the...
Take cover!
It's the prisoners! Someone's armed the prisoners! Get me strong.
Ah, Strang, what a lovely surprise. These mute mercenaries of yours are hardly the most inspiring conversationalists.
Why do you persist in your jabbering, Doctor?
Call it a habit.
A worthless one. I do not plan to underestimate you. I know your mind is sharp.
You're too kind.
You men, dismissed, sir.
Well, this is cozy, isn't it? Do you intend to kill me?
No.
Oh, pity. Listening to you makes me long for death.
Not for the moment.
Goody.
The great doctor. All-knowing. All-powerful. And yet even he falls before the might of Strang.
Ah, you're gloating. How depressingly dull.
On the contrary, I wish you to understand the full scope of your failure before you die.
Sounds like gloating to me.
How does it feel, Doctor? Knowing your actions have facilitated the destruction of the entire Sontaran race.
I could never countenance genocide.
That is why you are my inferior. You have no courage. Death is the answer, my friend. It is the only certainty this universe possesses. The strong destroy the weak. And beside me, Doctor, you are so very, very weak.
Reaver to control! Reaver to control!
This is Rosato. What's happening down there?
Someone's armed the prisoners. They're trying to break out.
What? How?
I don't know for certain, but there was this girl dressed like a primitive causing trouble earlier. Reckon it's her.
Hold them back as long as you can. I'll find Strang.
All right, but get a move on. Right, men, you know what to do. The general will be down any second. Just keep it together and...
Now, what have we here?
Now, Vilho, while they are distracted.
I shall lead.
Take cover, Vilho!
Going somewhere?
Reva! She escaped!
Oh, she has the better position. She has us pinned down.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Sonta has lost its way, Doctor. My people have become indolent and soft.
Soft? They're one of the most ruthless warrior races in the cosmos.
And yet they take prisoners of war. A pointless concept. Those who have failed in combat should be executed, not treated to captivity. And as for our war with the Rutans, we are the superior creatures of the cosmos. Why focus our attention on but one inferior species as our adversaries?
Well, at least it keeps you busy.
We are greater than all other species. We shall be at war with all other species.
All at once? Are you sure that's a good idea?
I am the ultimate being. I shall execute the failed Sontaran leadership and start a new species from my prototype, with me as supreme ruler.
Ah, the Sontaran who would be king.
My Sontarans will destroy all.
Oh, don't make me laugh. You're nothing more than condensed milk, over-egg Sontaran concentrate.
You use words as weapons, Doctor. It is a futile stratagem. I use weapons as weapons. They prove to be far more effective.
I thought you said you weren't going to kill me.
I said not for the moment. That moment has passed.
Strang, what are you doing?
Oh, he's just about to murder me in cold blood. You know how it is.
But...
Talk quickly, Rosato.
I've got a better idea. Talk as slowly as you like.
What do you want?
Slowly.
The prisoners... They're attempting a breakout.
What?
I do like a bit of good news, don't you?
Is this your work, Doctor?
Oh, nothing to do with me, I'm afraid.
Reaver says some primitive girl had armed them.
Ah! That'll be Leela, good old Leela.
She came here with you?
Yes, I'm very pleased to say she did.
I see you feel close kinship with her.
Well, we've been through quite a lot together, yes.
Then I promise that the last thing you will witness before your execution is her death. I shall drag her before you myself. Guards, return to your duty.
Sir.
That was a close one. You just saved my life.
He wouldn't have killed you. He was bluffing.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Rosato. Of course he would have killed me. You know that. And now he's off to massacre those prisoners whose welfare you were so concerned about.
They have been... well cared for. They knew the risks of rebellion. I can't be held responsible for their actions.
You almost believe it, don't you? Exactly how far will Strang have to go before you see you're wrong?
It's only a matter of time before I blast that storage tank to pieces. Then where will you hide?
Who is it you fight for, Reva? Why have you betrayed your own species?
My own species treated me like dirt. I don't owe them anything.
You and Strang deserve each other. You are without integrity.
Shut up, coward.
You are the coward here. You do not fight for honor. You fight for your own benefit.
Yes, And right now, the way to benefit yourself is to switch sides. The tide is turning, Reva. Your people are falling.
To that pathetic rabble? To malnourished prisoners?
Malnourished prisoners with nothing to lose. That gives them a strength you will never know.
Well, we'll see about that, shall we?
Listen to me! Strang is ready to create an army. Do you really think he will keep you alive when they are born?
I am loyal to Strang.
Woman!
But... no! I will serve alongside
Strang. The rogue female is correct, of course.
What?
Quickly, now she is distracted. We must move.
Yes, run!
Wait! Stop! Oh, no!
Reva?
General Strang, you said she was right. You weren't being serious, were you?
Yes. You have served me well, but you have no place in the new order.
No place? But I have...
Do not worry. I shall kill you quickly.
But I have been loyal. You need me. You...
Die well.
I wonder who's winning out there.
They're getting really close now.
Scared you'll be executed as a traitor?
I'm scared that they'll destroy the portal.
Don't touch that!
Excellent shot.
You too.
Leela, I'm sure those chaps could have been persuaded to drop their weapons.
It is so good to see you, Doctor.
You too.
You must get out of here now. It's dangerous to...
Who is this?
His name is Rosato, and he's the scientist who built the portal.
Doctor, we plan to blow up this portal. That is the right thing to do, is it not?
Absolutely, Leela. It's what Strang intends to use to conquer the cosmos.
Then stand aside, scientist. There is no time to waste. Doctor, this is Vilhol.
Greetings.
We met earlier. You pushed me in the tunnel, remember?
Leela, the explosive...
Take it.
No!
Move back, scientist, over there by those fallen guards.
If I attach the bomb to the glass, that should be close enough to destroy it. I have primed the charges. You may operate the detonator when we are away.
No! No, no, no.
Rosato!
No, no.
Rosato, what have you done?
I took one of the guards' guns. I didn't want to. I didn't have a choice.
Vilho, talk to me. Will you live?
I think not. The wound is mortal.
But you cannot die. You have not yet killed Strang.
I have regained my honor. Today, I die in glory. That is enough.
Vilho?
Avenge me, fellow warrior of Sont.
No.
Leela.
This was your doing, scientist.
Destroy Strang if you want. But the portal has to survive. It's too important.
Why did you kill him?
Leela, calm down. He's caught the guard's gun. He'll shoot you too.
Put down the detonator. I won't let you destroy the portal.
Then you will have to kill me.
Leela, no, Rosato. Think about what you're doing. You're not a killer. You know you're not. You've murdered one intelligent creature, and now you're about to kill another, a human being.
I'm thinking about the future, about how many lives I can save.
Rosato, the portal's too powerful. You can't risk it getting into the wrong hands. And that's just where it's going if we don't destroy it now.
Doctor! And your female friend. I thought I would find you here. I killed as many as I could, but it would appear that some of your fellow insurgents have escaped.
But you promised me they'd be freed.
How many more deaths do there need to be, Rosato?
Only two, Time Lord.
I don't suppose you'd consider letting go of my throat.
The other deaths have been quick. Yours... I shall extend.
No!
Get off me, female!
Doctor!
It would appear you are in a hurry to join the doctor in his painful death. Witness my superior strength. I shall squeeze the life out of both of you.
No! Strang, stop!
What do you care for these worms? They have defied me. They will die. That is all you need to know. And so will die all those who stand against the might of Strang.
No. This shall not be!
Ah! What?
Let them go!
Lena, you all right?
Yes. You?
I am still alive. It will take more than your treacherous pinpricks to kill me. But why do you betray me, Rosato?
I made a mistake. In humanity's name, I made a mistake. I can't let you have it, Strang. I can't let you have the portal. May the universe forgive me.
Rosato! No! Stop! Give me that bomb!
No! Get off me!
Lila, Lila, take cover!
Lila! The detonator! Do it!
Lena?
Did I do the right thing?
By detonating the bomb when you were both inside the portal?
The scientist told me to do it.
Yes, he did. You've not only destroyed the portal, you probably scattered Strang and Rosato's atoms across the cosmos.
They are dead?
Wouldn't you be? Poor Rosato. At least he saw sense in the end.
This place is falling apart, caving in.
Yes, I imagine your bomb set off a chain reaction in the power stacks. I think the whole base is on the way out quickly. We need to get out of here.
The TARDIS?
Yes, but not yet. There's somewhere else we need to go first.
The battle is over.
Judging by the amount of dead mercenaries, I'd say your friends have won.
Then they will escape. This is good. Where now?
Advance. Strang put them into operation. It's a matter of minutes until hundreds of his clones are born. Even if the base is destroyed, they'll survive. They're too strong. I've got to do something about that.
Why did you not say? There is no need. We have wired the vats to explode too.
What?
I have the detonator here. I can do it now.
No, Lena. There's been enough killing for one day.
But you saw what Strang was. Would you really wish more like him released into the universe?
But if I can adjust the genetic template, I might be able to alter their development, make them into better creatures.
We are running out of time. You say you might be able to alter their development. Might is not good enough. Doctor, this is what the Time Lords wanted us to stop.
Lila, if we simply kill them, we're as bad as Strang. Worse even, death should only ever be a last resort.
You are certain you can make them better?
I'm certain I'll do my best.
I see.
Good. Now, quickly. We don't have much time. Lila?
I am sorry, Doctor.
Lila, no!
Doctor, I know I have displeased you.
Well, there's your friends on their way back to civilization in an enemy alien warship. Let's hope they don't get shot down.
Doctor?
Yeah, Lena. I've been trying to educate you.
I have learnt more than you know.
Really? How to kill more efficiently? How to show no mercy? Who are you learning from, Lena? Me or the evil out there in the universe?
I have learnt that evil must be fought. That sometimes the hard way must be taken.
Don't ever presume to tell me about evil and the hard way, Lena. I've spent the best part of my lives facing difficult choices and trying to do the best I can. I didn't teach you to be ruthless, to snuff out lives without a second thought. Is that what you think I've been trying to teach you all this time? Because if it is, either you haven't been listening, or I'm a bad teacher.
Doctor, your way is good. but it does not always work.
If there's a chance to save lives, we must always take that chance.
You know you might have failed. That Strang's clones might have spread out to many other worlds, killing, murdering.
Yes, I know that. But I also know that I might have succeeded. Have you thought of that, hmm? Or is your savagery so deep-rooted it can never be overcome?
But I was right, Doctor. I know I was.
Beware of that kind of certainty, Leela. It can lead to the worst excesses of evil.
Where are we going?
I've set the coordinates to take you home.
Home? You wish me to leave the TARDIS?
After what happened today, you really think you belong here? So sure.
You will force me to leave?
No, but I'd like you to think about what I've said.
I will. I shall go and think.
Very well.
Doctor, I did not mean to displease you.
I know. Off you pop. Helmic regulator, dimensional stabilizer, astrosextant. No model compass, though. There's a basic design flaw. No model compass. No model car. No wonder I get into scrapes. Tom Baker here. Tom Baker. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, lovely.
I feel absolutely a warm glow when you agree with me.
I try to do it as often as possible.
It was good, isn't it? We cracked along today. I thought, when I was reading it, some of it was getting a bit kind of moralistic. But it cracked along, and it was also much funnier than I thought, wasn't it? It turned out to be funny, all those big screaming fighting scenes and blowing up the planet, yeah.
Hi, Louise Jameson. I play Leela.
Hello, I'm John Dorney, and I read The King of Sontar.
Dokra Bish. This is Commander Garn of the 3rd Elite Sontaran Assassination Squad.
Maybe it's because he's an actor as well. I just think his sense of theatre is fantastic. You know, the whole thing starts with an explosion. Mm. I suppose because I'm writing one now, I'm really looking at the structure of the things rather than the scene by scene of the things. And it's, you know, by page 18, we're being chased. Mm. And that's quite quick. So you've got this explosion at the beginning and then a chase. You know, we've been in, I don't know how long Tom and I are in the script for before we're being, you know, fighting for our lives. It's just, he just hits the ground running.
Out of my way, human scum!
Doctor!
The original idea was a Sontaran war criminal. And trying to figure out a way of doing that. I mean, I think the logic behind that was that I know sometimes in some stories done sort of in the intervening years, and some fans will occasionally view the Sontarans as not much of a threat. But I kind of think that's possibly a legacy of Invasion of Time. But in other stories, they're really quite strong and deadly villains. And I don't quite know why they're not regarded as strong. So I know I really wanted to have a properly nasty bunch of Sontarans. And that kind of led me down the path. And I remember having a long chat with my script editor on this, Johnny Morris, in a car journey, I think possibly to Valley of Death, where we kind of knuckled down on the idea of it being a condensed vat of Sontarans in one.
There have been no recent landings. He should be known to us. Bring him here.
My name's Dan Starkey, and I play Strang.
Send your mercenaries after our remaining fugitive. He must not be allowed to escape.
Sir.
I tried lots of different voices for Strang, and I realised, because with the old series on Taurans, like we're doing here, they've got quite a hoarse voice, usually, and so it's very sort of breathy. And I tried making that a bit deeper, and then if you try and do that too low, then I just thought I won't have a voice after 5 minutes or so. So it's quite an interesting, it's quite an interesting challenge, trying to produce a voice that I can sustain over the course of the recording, but also has the kind of gravitas that you need for someone who's 7 foot tall or so. So hopefully, there's a lot of boom sort of attaching. Attaching itself to my voice.
It would appear you are in a hurry to join the Doctor in his painful death.
It's great, because I'm coming straight from sort of being on set, sort of being a Victorian Sontaran. It's Commander Strax, who's a pretty special Sontaran in his way, but it's lovely sort of embodying sort of the slightly different set of characters in this one.
Forget them! Keep moving!
Yes! Yes, of course!
I'm John Banks, and I'm playing Vilhol, who is... as I'm sure you've heard by now, is a Sontaran.
John, you've done one before, haven't you?
I've done four.
Well, right.
I've got to try and do a different one. That's my task for the day.
It's been great fun and a really interesting challenge to play a Sontaran who actually isn't just one-dimensional, has got things going on that we reveal as the story progresses, and who shows, for want of a better phrase, a human side.
Greetings.
We met earlier. You pushed me in the tunnel, remember?
Leela, the explosive.
It's all relationship-based.
Yeah.
I mean, the relationship he's given me with Vinhol in this, you know, it starts off with him being incredibly insulting towards me, and in the end we have this huge mutual respect going on because we're both warriors, and he's, you know, again, he's brought, you know, Leela's character and used it and exploited it. Mm. It's fab.
We've just done a very nice little... quite an intimate scene together, quite a few intimate little scenes together, and we were both just saying how enjoyable it was to do that. It's not something that happens very often.
Vilhol, talk to me. Will you live? I think not. The wound is mortal.
But you cannot die.
It's just great when a couple of actors kind of look at each other after they've worked together and they just both go, oh, that was really nice to do. We both really enjoyed doing that. And it was just really exciting to take that character somewhere else.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm David Seddon, and I'm playing Irving, Garn, and Tashin.
Yes, so, Dan, could you give us a few pointers? Dan, do you want to just do
Yeah,
voice,
sure. Or? Well, when I've done the Sontarans with this one, I think I'll do something slightly different for Strang, because he's bigger.
We sort of started the day with a... little Sontaran voice test.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Was that helpful at all in terms of...
It was, yeah. Obviously, Dan Starkey's done quite a few Sontarans in his time, so it was very, very good to hear that, just so we were all reading from the same page. Because I think, obviously, because they're all from Vats and very, very closely related to each other, it was quite important to get the same feel to the way they spoke.
Each line sort of attacks, and it's got quite a... Yeah, it's not kind of a human intonation pattern. They're always driving towards the end of the sentence, like this.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, sounds... That's... Yeah. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay.
Destroy Strang if you want. But the portal has to survive. It's too important.
I'm David Collins. I play Rosato.
I won't let you destroy the portal.
Then you will have to kill me.
Leela, no, Rosato, think.
David... I've worked with on several Doctor Who things, and I think something in the theatre, or... I think I was in something in the theatre with him. Was it a play by Jeffrey Archer, I think? But it's great to have him here.
You've murdered one intelligent creature, and now you're about to kill another, a human being.
I'm thinking about the future!
And you did two Doctor Who's with Tom on the telly?
Yes. Robots of Death was one.
Revenge of the Cybermen.
Of the Revenge of the Cybermen. Thank you for that prompt. Yes, that was a long time ago we did them.
Absolutely.
And I did a third one.
With Peter?
With Peter Davison. That was called Mordrin Undead. Yes. I was the undead Mordrin, yes.
Leela, you all right?
Yes. You?
Do you know Louise Way from Doctor Who, I think, don't you?
Oh, yes. Well, we're sort of fairly close neighbours. We've been friends ever since... We did Robots of Death. We lived near to each other in London. And now we live quite near to each other in the country.
This is Rosato. What's happening down there?
Someone's armed the prisoners. They're trying to break out.
What?
Hello, I'm Jenny Funnel, and I play Reva in The King of Sontar.
It's only a matter of time before I blast that storage tank to pieces. Then where will you hide?
Who is it you fight for, Reva? Why have you betrayed your own species?
And you were a nice mum when you came in last time.
I know, I was Veronica, and she was very nice with her daughter, a completely different character. And she wasn't very nice to her husband. I seem to remember she was a bit acerbic and off. But yes, completely different, but that's the joy of coming in and doing these. You can be whoever you like.
And you're saying your daughter really liked that?
My daughter absolutely adored it. I mean, she's a great Doctor Who fan. Obviously, because she's only 11, her Doctor Who is David Tennant and Matt Smith. But she's been watching some of the old ones, and she just... when I got the return of the... Was it the Prodigal Wirren last year? She loved it. She plays it again and again. So it's wonderful.
I am sorry, Doctor.
Leela, no!
And I'm fascinated to know what your take is on the end.
Ah... Well, I think that's what's so good about it, that there is a delay. I think Lily was right, is what I would say. Because if he couldn't succeed, then what? Then what? You know, it is the end of the universe, isn't it? So it was a lesser sacrifice for a greater gain, I think.
I do like it when it develops a little bit, like that debate with Louise at the end of that one. Yeah, I like that. I didn't teach you to be ruthless, to snuff out lives without a second thought. Is that what you think I've been trying to teach you all this time? Because if it is, either you haven't been listening, or I'm a bad teacher.
Yes, thank you very much. That'll be lunch. Thank you.
Yeah.